Welcome into today's Community Close-Up.
So we're visiting on another lovely day at the orchard at Outpass. And, okay, Bill, tell me what's going on.
Bruce, I don't have that much time. I'll just give you a few highlights.
You go for it.
Well, the thing that we're talking about today primarily is the tale of two Charlies. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have a guy going to be telling us all about Johnny Cash. And that's always a treat because it's Terry Hammond that'll be doing it.
And Terry does a great job.
He does.
He's done a lot of research on Johnny's life and everything. He knows Johnny about better than Johnny did, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. We have $10 is suggested, but that is voluntary.
Okay. So now tell me the tale of two Charlies.
Well, the two Charlies that are the stars of the play are actual characters that have lived in these mountains. They were contemporaries. They lived about, I would say, in 1830 is probably the time that this this play hits pretty well.
Yeah.
Because in 1833, Frankie Silver was hanged for what she did to one of the two Charlies. And the other Charlie was at that very time enjoying the fruits of a large farm, four wives, and 48 children.
Wowee, all at the same time?
Oh, yes.
And
well, the children weren't all at the same time.
Well, yeah, but
the children came along, and at this time in 1830, he had about 48 children.
And they all got along and went to church together. Yes, indeed.
So your name is?
Kaisa Kay.
It's good to see you again, Kaisa.
Good to see you.
So now what's your part in all of this?
I'm just the director.
Oh, so you're the director. Is it a big cast? Well, 48 kids. Sorry, bad joke.
When Bill came and asked me to direct it, I was just thrilled because the script by Jo Carson is fantastic. She went to several communities and collected up the stories, and she, of course, loved Bill and Judy and Kit. They're all family.
Yeah.
So she came here and just stayed on the land and found the stories, and we've got some wonderful research from family members that she was able to access. And what she's created is terrific. I'm honored to be part of it.
Is this the first time this has been produced?
No, we did it again this time. We've done it once before. And it was very well received. But trying to put it together again required the right collection of actresses. And it's been difficult to find someone who wanted to commit herself to play the what I consider the leading role, which is Charlie McKinney's first wife. But on the other hand, the two in the play switch back and forth between playing a character and interpreting for the audience the history.
Yeah.
So it's a very, I'd say it's a radical play in this sense. It changes the concept of Charlie McKinney being a man having too much fun up in the mountains to being a real human character with attributes that perhaps were unique and that really helped him do all the things that he did with the farm and with all the kids and with the community. So it's a little revolutionary, and it'll leave you with a different impression of the McKinney family and therefore the McKinney clan. On the other hand, the other Charlie, who was chopped into bits by his wife and is buried beside himself in Kona, we try to tell both sides of that story from her perspective and from his perspective. And we draw no conclusions. The audience is going to have to decide for themselves who did what to whom and why.
Donna Stafford, she's executive director of the whole world out here. When is this going to be available for folks to see?
We will be presenting this show here at the Orchard on June the 27th at 6 p.m.
June the 27th.
Correct. And then we're going to also be producing this play a second time in August. It's going to be August the 15th at 6 p.m. So if you missed the first show, you've got an opportunity to come back out and see it again.
Okay, so folks should come and see it. Who are the intrepid folks that are actually part of the cast?
Sherry Lovett, my choice to be the female part of this.
Yeah.
And Larry Perlman, and he is very accomplished, very dedicated, comes a long way every practice to play this part.
Well, you can't get better than Sherry. Sherry Lovett is my favorite storyteller and my favorite so many other things. And I don't know the gentleman, but I'm sure it will be good.
Yes. Sherry is also a storyteller at the Orchard. She takes the hayrides around, and we share that duty. So I was delighted when Sherry agreed to play this part. And it was made for her. She does an outstanding job.
I can imagine. So how are they to direct? Sounds like a pretty complex story overall. Is it hard to get it put together?
Well, I've directed some plays in the past. Yeah. Love Makes a Home will be here August 1st. So I've directed different ones in the past. And I have never worked with people as kind, loving, and having as much fun with each other as Sherry Lovett and Larry Perlman. They are just buddies from the get-go. And they're both great storytellers, and that's part of the play. Yeah. So they are storytellers, and then they move into being the characters they're talking about in the story, and then they move back out of it. And it's just seamless.
Well, we hope folks will come out and enjoy it. So, again, it's the performance, the one coming up soon, is going to be...
The first show will be on June the 27th, and then the second show will be on August the 15th. So we hope everybody will come out and enjoy the shows.
And they start at?
They start at 6 o'clock, and they run until about 7:30.
Well, that's great. Folks should come and enjoy it.
The price will be a price of admissions. You can go to brownpapertickets.com and purchase your tickets, or you can also buy them at the door here at the Orchard, and they are $15 per ticket.
And here's the best part. I mean, it really is. Sam McKinney is going to play music at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30. There's just something about that McKinney family. They're musical, they're hardworking, they're salt-of-the-earth, faithful people, and Silver's people, too. And it's thrilling to me to be directing a play and having a McKinney family member opening it up.
Well, that really is great. Well, guys, it sounds like it's going to be good. We hope folks will come out and check it out, okay?
Our guests today, Bill Carson, Donna Stafford, and Kaisa Kay of the Orchard at Altapass. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.